Good evening from atop WNRN's broadcasting tower in beautiful Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm Tad Abbey. We are broadcasting live tonight with a lot of great friends, our WNRN listeners and members. Welcome, everyone, once again to the Commonwealth Holiday Showcase. Hello! Joining us this evening is Dogwood Tales, straight out of H-burg. Kyle, you guys ready to go? You want to start off with something?
Ready to go, yeah. Thanks, Tad. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for being in here. Appreciate it. Good to see you all. Beautiful evening tonight here in Charlottesville. Yeah, but we're Dogwood Tales. I'm not going to hark on this too much, but Ben, our pillar, our best friend, he isn't with us tonight. He is ill. Ben, this whole set goes out to you, man. We love you. Get better. I know you're in your house right now chilling. This one's called Hard to Be Anywhere.
Long lost in another game, got a new love now, but I still feel the same. I don't know why, I don't know how to change. Long road run through my mind, goes nowhere, but I'm getting there fine. And I don't need no one to keep me straight. Still fall down. I could drive forever, but I'd always drive home. Fall asleep when I hear that sound, waking up when no one's around. I could tell the truth and still feel guilty to the bone. Hard to be in the right place for the right thing all the time. It's hard to be anywhere. It's hard to be in the right place for the right thing all the time. It's hard to be anywhere when I got you on my mind. Time, it's hard to be anywhere. It's hard to be in the right place for the right thing all the time. It's hard to be anywhere when I got you on my mind. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for singing along back there. Gosh, yeah. I was locking in on your energy. Felt great. I appreciate it. Yeah. Shout out to Saul Black. I know we were just messaging. I love you. I know you're listening. You're the best. Been listening to your album, Azalea Days, a lot, and your Christmas album. All right, next song. This one is the namesake of our new EP. It's called 13 Summers, 13 Falls. I appreciate it.
It's Dogwood Tales live on WNRN for our Commonwealth Holiday Showcase. We'll do this again next week at Richmond's In Your Ear Studios, and that'll be supported by Blue Ridge Graphics, creating custom shirts and apparel for Virginia's organizations since 1979. I'm Tad Abbey, and I'm so thrilled to have Dogwood Tales here. Dogwood Tales and WNRN, we do a lot of great events together. We're very honored that you're here.
You're the best.
Well, Dogwood Tales just sharing two new songs with us. We just heard 13 Summers, 13 Falls, and Hard to Be Anywhere, both found on their just-released EP, 13 Summers, 13 Falls. You know, before we go any further, before we do anything else, Kyle, I think we need to introduce the rest of the band that is in attendance tonight.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
On pedal steel, give it up for Stephen Kuster.
Stephen Kuster, everybody. Goochland zoned. Richmond raised Goochland.
On the bass, Danny Gibney.
Springfield. So where are you from in Maryland?
Bethlehem, Maryland.
That's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there's. Pennsylvania. I don't know if there is a Bethlehem, Maryland.
Gaithersburg.
Oh, Gaithersburg. Yeah, I know Gaithersburg. Yeah, I hear it's lovely this time of year. Also on drums, Jake Gullibart.
Jake Gullibart on the drums. Eastern Shore.
on lead vocals and that acoustic guitar right there, Kyle Grimm.
I'm from Steven City, in case anyone's wondering.
The EP has been out almost a week now. Congratulations. It's available online, dogwoodtalesmusic.com. Go there, check it out. I'm a big fan of it because in under 20 minutes, you guys put through a lot of punch, and it sounds very, very polished. Where and how did you work on this new release?
Yeah, everything from that release was recorded in New Jersey with a really great friend of ours, our producer and engineer, Eric Romero. He's a part of every release we do, everything we've done, and everything went down with him recording wise. Adrian Olson from Montrose mixed Hold You Again, which was great to have someone from Virginia, but also Danny right here on bass, he mixed the rest of the EP, and then we have more music coming out that Danny mixed everything on. So Danny also, we record things with Danny, so we do it in Harrisonburg right at his house all the time, and then also a bunch of recording in New Jersey.
I got it. So for those that don't know, being in the band and being the producer, I think it's triply hard. So Danny, well done, because you have to be critical of your own work, and that is not an easy feat. So good job, buddy. We're loving it. Good job.
He also has to deal with us. Like, we have to listen to Danny because he knows a lot about what we're doing and what we're trying to achieve. And then we're also, as bandmates, you know, just like, no, I'm not listening to you.
No,
but I have to. So it's a really bad dynamic.
Yeah, he always has the edit button, man. Be careful. Kyle, there is a definite Dogwood Tale sound that you and Ben have honed in on over the years. How early in a song's development do you think, okay, I can hear this now as a full Dogwood Tales band tune?
Pretty much now. I mean, since we've been releasing this EP and the album before, I mean, even when we were doing Too Hard to Tell, I mean, we used to bring the songs to this crew in particular since, like, pretty much a song begins and everyone's starting to play it right away and getting the feel for it. I might slack behind on lyrics occasionally and things like that. I'll have, you know, great verse idea and things. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to the rest of it eventually. But yeah, everyone, I think the songs really begin with everyone involved usually. I mean, a song idea will always usually begins with one person, you know, wherever, whoever it may be. I mean, I try to do a lot of writing, so I try to bring a lot of ideas to the table. And but yeah, we kind of, especially now with the way we play, I mean, everything goes through our filter as a group, and that's how we kind of begin things, get those little motifs rolling with instruments, pedal steel and Ben on guitar and bass and everything. So yeah, it's a pretty big income. I think that we actually don't really finish songs or get them rolling until everyone really hears them, you know, so it's good to get the plant the seed right away, just so we can really start defining it and get it going.
There is always something special that musicians of your all caliber can bring to a song that I think this initial songwriter could have never brought to the equation. And the intricacies that you all put into each tune, it's truly remarkable. And you can tell, as just the music lover, you guys know how to listen to each other very well. And no one's really trying to be, you know, a star or anything, or really take a solo. You guys blend perfectly in your harmonies, whether it's the vocals with Kyle, you and Ben, or just the band in general. You fellas, you really have a remarkable tune, and we just love your sound. Thank you so much. It's Dogwood Tales Live at our Commonwealth Holiday Showcase. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you're right. I definitely, you can't really imagine a lot of the elements that happen until you're with everyone we're playing, you know, so you're right on that. This next song we're going to play is, I just want to preface this. This is Ben's song. This one's called Hold You Again, and I wanted to sing it, though, just because I thought it'd be fun, and yeah, so this one's called Hold You Again, the recording. This is all Ben, so Ben, this is for you, but I'm going to give it a shot. Probably the only time I'm ever going to do this, but yeah, Hold You Again.
Times do I have to remind you I hadn't been there at all? I hear a voice coming from every direction, reminding me of what I let go. And I know I may never hold you again. I know I may never hold you again. There's a world outside that I'm missing, a big blue sky I don't see, a field of wild flowers growing, a dark gray cloud over me, and I know I may never feel it again, and I know like a matter of time before the dark gets a hold of me, and I know I may never see it again, and I know I may never see it again.
It's Ben Ryan's song. They're all Dogwood Tail songs, but this next tune, we got really lucky that this song is called 25, and I wrote it when I was 25 because it was also WNRN's 25-year anniversary, so Mark was really, he's like, come on, guys, get it out, let's do this thing, so yeah, this one's called 25.
I just wanna wake up and feel like I'm alive, 'cause I've got some cousins that didn't see 25, and I've got some friends that are remember the day their parents died. Not looking for trouble, that's never been something I had to find. Am I missing something important right now? 'Cause I feel I should be somewhere else. I never saw it coming. I just want to get from this lonely field, not looking for answers, not everything has its meaning. Am I missing something important right now? 'Cause I feel like I somewhere else. searching in all the wrong places. Is there something left to find, or should I close my eyes? I never saw it coming. Never been something I had to find.
Thank you all, appreciate it. So we just released an EP. It's called 13 Summers, 13 Falls, and we've never played this song live before, and this is one of the songs on the EP. In fact, when we were getting ready to release this song, every time I mentioned it, I was like, oh, I'm really excited for people to hear since yesterday. Everyone would be like, what song is that? And no one could ever remember which. I was like, you don't remember that song we recorded? I love that one. And I was like, yeah, I don't remember it. And it got me feeling not great about it. I was like, guess none of my band can remember this song we all recorded. Danny remembered it. But yeah, Ben's only memory of it was singing a Tame Impala song with our lyric in it. And like, because that, I was like, that's a Tame Impala song. You know, so yeah. So this one's called Since Yesterday.
If every plan that I made got me out of this place and I'd be gone since yesterday, I'd be rolling like a breeze, falling to my knees, shining like a star, dancing at the bars, holding on to whatever is close beside. Is it always this way? Second guessing every second I try to. Even if I run just for the fun, where would I go? What do you know? Holding on to whatever is close beside. I don't mind killing. Time. I don't mind killing time. I don't mind looking for the door and always needing more. It circles in my mind, falling far behind. Never knowing why, but holding on to whatever is close beside. I don't mind killing time. I don't mind killing time. I don't mind. Killing time, I don't mind.
Appreciate it.
Dogwood Tales for our Commonwealth Holiday Showcase live on WNRN. I'm Tad Abbey. Dogwood Tales is here. How about that, guys? A live debut of Since Yesterday. How about thank them very much for that? Sure. 25 and Hold You Again, all on the new release, 13 Summers, 13 Falls, available at dogwoodmusic.com. You know what? You guys have some shows coming up. Let's talk about that. You have a New Year's Eve show planned.
We're playing at Pale Fire in Harrisonburg for New Year's Eve. Yeah, it starts at 9 o'clock. Terry Fang, and a Harrisonburg artist, emerging Harrisonburg artist, taking the world by storm. He's opening up the set, and he's killer. You got to check it out. I'm not even sure if you can find it online, but it's gonna be everywhere soon.
All right, yeah, cool. Check that out,
Terry
Pale Fire.
Terry Fang. He does all of our illustrations for our posters, if you ever check out one of our posters, you know what I'm talking about. Typically just a cartoon of us doing things.
I have seen that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's Terry. That's Terry's work.
He was, I just picture Terry being well enlightened for the evening using Virginia laws.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
course.
Cool.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. I stand by what I said. I didn't even understand what I was saying at first, but I stand by that. Yes.
I have no idea what you said. Yeah. Back in the old days, Kyle, when Ben used to be in the band, you guys went west recently for a set of Northwest shows in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Ben and I were out there with our really good friend Mike Frazier. It was just the two of us. We were going out to play his sister's wedding, and we booked a bunch of shows around it. So we got to play in Seattle and Portland and Eugene, and it was very beautiful. I love being there a lot. It's gorgeous.
Now, for all of you rising musicians, that's how you make a fun trip into a work trip and write it off later.
Exactly.
And remember, WNRN can use your tax-deductible end-of-year donation at WNRN.org. It's our 25th anniversary. Check out that 25th anniversary bundle tonight. You'll make us all happy. Kyle, so many of the songs, in fact, I'm going to say all of them tonight, in the Dogwood Tales discography, there's a lot of sense of yearning. Like you're looking back, trying to get to somewhere you were. Please dive into that and let us know where you're going.
For sure, yeah. I was even just mentioning this, thinking about the Charlie Brown Christmas album today. I think even as a child, you know, that sentimentality, like when I first heard that, I wanted to weep for time lost when I was like 7 years old. I was like, what happened? You know, but I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm just overly sensitive and I can't help it. And I always am. I'm trying not to always look in the past in my actual life, you know, but whenever a guitar's around, you know, it's very easy to go back to those places. And a lot of those songs were written during COVID. And I feel like that was prime time overthinking your past and everything you've ever done in your life. And yeah, there's definitely a decent amount of just thinking about things like that.
Well, as somber as your songs are, I do find a positive light in that you're not looking back on the past going, oh, baby, what happened to you? Where are you, baby?
Yeah.
It's more that you're looking nostalgic and feeling fond of a memory.
Totally, yeah. I think that twinge of nostalgia, like that bittersweetness, you know, I think something I really enjoy in a lot of different kinds of music. Shoegaze music's always, that's kind of the prominent way I think about it, like that bittersweetness, like a wall of sound that reminds you of lots of beautiful things and maybe just the idea that it's kind of fleeting or something. And yeah, I don't know. I think there's appreciation to be had within that dissonance. And I think that's why I love those kind of bands. And when we're writing, I think it's always on my mind, that dissonance. And sometimes you lean into one side more than the other, but there's always, something that maybe isn't always present in everyone's life is hope. And I think that's something that, even if it's not always present very immediately, something we definitely try to hold on to as people and as artists, and even in really difficult situations, you know. And even when a song's just calling out to the void a little bit, it's the reason being is the hope of just wanting to live and be there, you know, and experiencing your life. So
I think you stated it really well. And here tonight, we at WNRN try not to take events like these for granted, because, guys, really, radio stations do not do this type of thing. Just open up our airwaves, bring in bands, play a Christmas tune or so, and just enjoy each other's company. That's not done, but you guys make that happen. So please, WNRN VIP members, make a round of applause just for yourself, because you make events like this occur each year, day in and day out at WNRN.
Yeah, thank you all for being here. Yeah.
Big thanks as well to Alan. He's running the sound tonight. Make some noise for Alan behind me.
You're welcome.
Hannah, who's been running the video. There she is. Hi, Hannah. Riley, who's working bar and Orzo Kitchen and Wine Bar for providing all the good eats and drinks tonight. We're very appreciative of everybody for taking part of our Commonwealth Holiday Showcase. I heard you mentioned the Charlie Brown thing. Do you have it in you?
Ben and I played this song a while ago for a Christmas thing. I was like, me and Ben will just play this. Everything will be quiet for a minute. And then, as you know, Ben's not standing next to me tonight. And so we're just going to play like a verse or two of this just to keep the Christmas spirit in your mind, then play one more song for you. Yeah, so we're just closing things out here for briefly. But yeah, we're going to play a little bit of it and see how it sounds. All live on the radio. That's our plan. Yeah, no better way of doing it. So yeah, I'll definitely forget the words, but that's okay. And we're missing Ben Ryan, but we love him and he's here in spirit. And this is we're gonna play two more. Charlie Brown, I think it's called Christmas Time Is Here. A song always moved me deeply as a child, and I like every year it's the one thing I have to listen to it like on repeat all the time. I love that song. And I don't know all the words to it, even though I've listened to it like a million times. It's one of those songs that everything blends together about the song. You're like, I've heard this song a million times. You could never, you're like trying to like sing a verse and you're mixing all the verses together. So that will definitely happen. But yeah, Christmas Time Is Here.
Are you going to play along?
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Time for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, yuletide by the fireside, joyful memories there.
Thank you. Hey, we played it, everyone. I didn't even tell anyone. Like right before, I was like, hey, I'm going to play that song. Like, we'll play along, so perfect. But yeah, we're Dogwood Tales. Thanks for listening. This is a song called No Use. This is the last one. But yeah, this one's not on the EP, but eventually it'll be out somewhere. But yeah, thanks for listening again. Mark, hey, we have not been talking about you at all, dude. This one's called No Use. Thanks again. Truth out of place, out of time.
catch my tears, read my mind, drink it up till it's gone, fill your cup like it's wine. Why's it always feel like falling? Every time I think I've got it, then it's gone. Staring straight into the sun, circle back until you find the truth. It's no just to feel like you got back control. Out of place, out of time. Catch my tears, read my mind, drink it up till it's gone. Fill your cup like it's wine. Why's it always feel like falling? Every time circle back until you find the truth. It's no use. 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 It's no use.
Thanks again, WNRN, for having us. Appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Dogwood Tales.
Thanks, y'all.
Kyle, Steven, Jake, Danny. Make some noise, guys. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you as well to Hackensaw Boys and everyone in attendance tonight for a Commonwealth Holiday Showcase. You can see Dogwood Tales New Year's Eve at Pale Fire Brewing for a hometown show for them in Harrisonburg. Then they're doing some dates with Susto. See Dogwood Tales with Susto February 9th at the Camel in Richmond. And then the following Saturday, February 11th, they'll be at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville, again with Susto. Oh, and you know what will happen with those shows? They'll be available on future WNRN VIP member lists. True story! Become a member now at WNRN.org for our 25th anniversary. Thank you all so much for being here. Big round of applause for you for all making it happen. Yay!